Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Jane, I'm digging the music today. Happy Friday. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's all-morning show. Join your favorite Disney friends when they skate into the Bay Area. An action-packed adventure awaits February 9th through the 13th at the SAP Center and February 23rd through the 27th at the Oakland Arena. Go to RadioAlice.com and enter for a chance to score front row tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
That's right. The Odyssey app is an app for your phone, available at your phone's app store. And you get it, and then you can listen to the Sarah and Vinny show wherever you go. We get texts from around the world. You think I'm, making crap up, but it's true. There are people listening all around the world on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
You should, too. Get the Odyssey app so you can stream Alice all day, every day. Thank you.
Odyssey, thank you.
All right, here's what's happening. So the rain we hope to see here at the end of the month has not materialized. No. It's a beautiful day. I mean,
it is.
You know.
It's lovely.
It's beautiful out. So that's the good news. I also would like to offer up that I think, despite there being, you know, a no-show this weekend, I'm subscribing to the theory that it's every other month, just like we went with the Giants. Like, the Giants went 10, 12, 14.
I like 14. That. Yep.
We went October, December. Next month's a doozy. We're going to get all the rain we need, and we're going to be all filled up.
I like it. I'm in. Okay. I think February is going to suck weather-wise, but it's going to be exactly what we need and what we deserve. We're good people. Let's all push that
energy out into the world and hope for a return.
Rain.
Bring it.
Hard.
Bring
down
it.
There.
Right.
Everywhere.
Well, down. Well, all right. Down there, you're right. Hard. This story, I don't know these people. I saw it, started reading it, and then couldn't stop reading it. This could go on far longer than it should, so I'll only do a couple, and then we'll just move on with our lives and do a different story. But this is called Married People Are Sharing the Wildest Secrets They'll Never Tell Their Spouse.
Oh, boy. Oh, is this like a Reddit thing where people are saying...
It's on BuzzFeed.
Okay.
They say here, we asked married people in the BuzzFeed community to tell us the wildest secrets they've ever kept from their spouse. And the results are jaw-dropping.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Number one. I've had sex with all three of my wife's sisters multiple times, and she doesn't know about it yet. I also have one secret child with her older sister. She'd kill me if she even heard a rumor about it.
What?
Oh, my God. Did you just lead with number one?
That's number one. Yes. Well, no. I mean, they're not ranked in that way.
Like, that is, he bangs all his wife's sisters and has a kid. He's got a kid with the cousin is his half-brother or sister. Oh, my God.
That's nephew is a son, right? Or a daughter.
Yeah, that is. And none of them have told any of each other.
I mean, look, some of them are tame. I posed for Playboy when I was 18, and I kept it a secret from my husband for years. One day I finally told him. It's not something that just comes up in a conversation naturally, but he had no problem with it. Of course he had no problem. Why would he bother with that? What, you're smoking hot and you did something rad in your youth?
Some people would freak out about that.
Well,
jealous people, you know.
Okay,
people,
maybe,
like,
but
I can't believe
like,
you hid that from me. I can't believe you let me marry you and you didn't tell me you were a Playboy hoe.
Can you sign a copy to me? I mean, I'm your husband and all. How about that?
Mm. Oh, they clearly airbrushed you. You don't look this good in real life.
Oh, get out of here. Come on. I have a double life in every way you can imagine. This is secrets people are keeping from their spouses, okay?
Okay.
I have a double life in every way you can imagine. I reside in two different states, have two different homes, two different names, two different jobs. One is fake, made up. Two different wardrobes and even two different sets of friends. I've been doing this for about 5 years and no one knows. Frankly, I'm exhausted. Yes. And yes, I realize I'm a bleep hole.
Hold on. He didn't say he's got two separate families and two separate wives. But obviously, that's implied because this is a secret from your wife?
Yep.
But so he doesn't even care about the other lady and he doesn't even mention that he's got another... I hate this guy.
My wife has no idea I kissed her brother-in-law in Australia.
Wait.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Her brother-in-law.
You know that.
Is your brother.
Ah. Donut mouth?
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Is it, maybe it's her sister's husband.
My wife has no idea I gave Australia to her brother-in-law.
Her brother, so, okay, so someone married into her family. I thought he was talking because his brother would be her brother-in-law.
I paid off my college bills, $3,000, by performing in adult videos behind my wife's back. I even had the producer write the checks directly to my alma mater.
Oh, my. And I'm sorry, what kind of videos? Like, what were they...
They had to be gay porn.
Oh. That could have been adult.
Yeah, read me the whole thing again.
I paid off my college bills by performing in adult videos behind my wife's back. Oh, I guess it could just be regular hetero. Be. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, of course, duh. What's wrong with me?
So he banged porn stars. Well, whichever sex they were.
Right. Doesn't matter. You're right.
He
could have been.
Goodness gracious.
Either way, made $3,000, paid off his school loans, and his wife doesn't know.
And how could she? They wrote the checks right to the... Those are just gone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she could if she browses the internet every once in a while.
Well,
you know, there's so much out there. But one of the things that I've noticed through my research is there is a lot of repeat use of pictures that are sometimes 10, multiple, like forever old. Like those women are probably in their 50s now. But the photos are of them when they were 25, you know?
Because there they are forever. They're on the internet.
And they just keep repackaging them for the next generation because, you know, naked
oh,
ladies.
Oh, people are going to want to see that.
Right.
That's a naked lady right there.
Right. Hmm. This seems tame. I've been married and divorced before. My current husband thinks this is our first marriage. My first marriage occurred when I was young, and it only lasted about 2 years. I even lied on my new marriage certificate. I will take this one to my grave.
Why? What's the big deal? She didn't want to seem like tainted property or something?
I don't know.
The big
know.
Deal is that she already lied and now it's too late to
yeah,
come and clean.
Don't her, doesn't her family know? Don't
I made out with my husband's older brother and sister while he was in the other room. I'll never tell him it happened.
Older brother and sister. Wow.
While he's in the other room.
You made out with the rest of his family.
Both
oh
the siblings.
God.
It's crazy.
That's just one of those drunken things that we shall not speak of again.
Okay,
that's,
well, how about this drunken
okay,
thing?
Let me hear it.
A week before I married my wife, I got really drunk with my best friend, a man, like me, and we ended up making out and giving each other Australias. During the whole ceremony, we kept exchanging awkward glimpses. We never discussed what happened with each other, and I never told my wife or anyone, but I still think about the experience and get all hot and bothered.
Oh.
So, he's bi?
Probably, right?
I guess.
This would have been good on the Secret Show. I'd really like to discuss some of these further.
Oh,
have
well.
Be hell on for that one.
Mm.
Okay. Well, I can stop and we'll move on.
Oh, no, don't stop. know, please, so what, you're gonna, now you're going to take the tease? Come on, keep it going.
Let me see what else. Oh,
just seeing it for future reference when you know we're going to be like, hey, this is good, Vin. I like this a lot.
The first time I stayed over at my now husband's parents' house, I made a massive caca. I'm talking mega. And it wouldn't go down. I even tried pushing it down the toilet with the brush next to the, you know. But it still wouldn't flush. The whole family was in the living room directly underneath the bathroom, and I didn't want to flush a fourth time and alert them to the problems I was having upstairs. So,
what did she do?
I wrapped my hand in toilet paper.
Oh, God.
Pulled it out.
Oh, no.
And pushed it down the bathroom sink a little at a time. I've never told a soul.
She pushed it down the sink?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, if you're going to get to the point where you're handling it, why wouldn't you just flush half?
Well, just pinch it into little sections.
Half.
Hold some of it. Let some go. Oh, my God.
She'd already flushed three times, felt insecure about it, I guess, and didn't want to make another fourth flush.
Listen,
but now the sink smells like you know what.
Yeah, you put it down the sink.
Yeah, I'm sure the entire bathroom smells like that.
Oh, my God. And then plus, I mean, doesn't that snag down there and clog? I mean,
yes.
What the actual, you know, that it's a tough situation. Go with the flushing. Just if someone said, just say, I just don't ask me. No one's going to ask you. And who cares what they think? Things clog all the time, right? You say, listen, I, you know, dropped a mega deuce and I can't get the thing down the... Look, I took care of it. I took care of it.
There's already some stuff there.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
Who in this house does this?
Who would leave that there? I had to flush 15 times before somebody else's stuff went down.
God, your family's disgusting.
And this is why marriage is...
I love that one. You put it down the sink a little bit at a time. What did that take? 4 hours? It's unbelievable. She pulls it out.
Where have you been?
She's holding it. Nowhere.
Oh, nothing.
Nowhere. I had something in my eye, and I just was flushing it.
What do you
it.
Mean nothing? Nothing's not an answer. You've been gone for 40 minutes. Where have you been?
Honey, the sink's backed up. I don't. What's going on in this bathroom?
Fingernails all dirty.
Oh, God.
Gardening. It's gardening.
Oh, God.
And this is why marriage, girl. This next one, this is why marriage might be wrong. And listen, I'm an ass man. And yet, when I get out of the shower, I always dry off with a towel. However, some reason, my butt crack is never dry enough. So every time I walk out into the bedroom to get dressed, I secretly use my husband's side of the blanket to finish drying myself.
What?
That's clean. It's clean. I mean, no, so what?
Just use a towel.
His side of the bed.
It didn't get dry. So she wiped.
It's not right. Are you
his
kidding me?
Right there. He doesn't know what he doesn't know. It doesn't hurt him. It's a clean butt. She's just drying it. She's drying the moisture.
He could potentially put his face there. In
probably not
minutes.
Though. And it doesn't matter.
He pulls the covers
he
up right
know.
Up here to his chin. Oh. Yeah. Oh boy, I really smell bad.
Maybe she uses like the bottom part of the bed.
Hope so.
She's specifically using his side of the bed. I don't care which end. She's cleaning her.
It's fine. She's not cleaning anything. She's drying. Clean. It's already clean. She's just drying. It's fine. But don't tell him.
Right.
Well, stop doing that.
No. Why should she? It's not hurting him.
Just grab an extra towel from the bathroom.
Yeah, she's already out of the bathroom.
What's
she's
the
going in to get dressed.
Her
butt's still damp. So she wipes her butt on the bed.
Carry a towel with you.
Air dry it. Pull it apart and stand there for 5 minutes.
That takes too long. Just use the...
My side of the bed. Thanks a lot.
Well, you never noticed yet. So I'm just going to keep doing it, Benny.
I'm going to move on. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
Those were fun though, right?
Really fun. I love that stuff.
All right.
Yeah. Next time, though, let's do those on the... We could go off on some of those. We could tell stories about stuff that we won't
tell on
the
regular.
Oh, do you have stories? No.
Have you ever finished drying on John's side of the bed?
No, but I have... We hang our towels in separate parts of the bathroom because there's, bar spaces at a premium.
Right.
So mine's over there. And then I was leaving the bathroom and his towel's right there by the door. I'm like, oh, let me just dry my butt off a little bit more.
Oh, look at you go. So you have done that to him.
It's a towel. It's a towel. But I didn't, I don't go wipe my butt. I don't go do like the doggy scooch on the bed or anything. It's not like that. See how fun this would have been on the Secret Show?
The Boston Tea Party in 1773 destroyed 92,000 pounds of tea, which would be worth about $1.7 million in today's money. Your people, Sarah, what are they up to with all the destroying of the tea?
No, they didn't want to pay taxes on it.
The first school to use a letter grade system like we have today was Mount Holyoke. Holyoke College.
Holyoke.
You know it.
I do. It's in, if it's Holyoke College of Massachusetts.
Yeah. It is in 1887.
They used to be rivals of, there's a college in I think it's just Holyoke. It might be
is it the Hoss College you went to?
Yeah, they were our rivals. We would go to dressage competitions and the Mount Holyoke girls would be there. Or the Holyoke girls. Yeah.
The Mount Holyoke girls versus?
Johnson and Wales.
Johnson and Wales.
Equestrian team, yeah.
Hoss College.
Hoss. Hoss. I do a Monin show, and I love Hosses. Oh, Sarah does a Monin show. Rest in peace, Margie.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I can't believe the time. It's gone right away.
It does. It goes. Flies. We're having fun. It's a fun show today.
Really, Vinny, you'll famously do the things you say you do, but you can't handle a woman's showered butt touching your... No! That's one is by choice, and one is being done to me behind my back.
But you don't know about it, so what's the difference? Well, who cares?
Well, why? Because.
Why are you so upset about a thing you don't even know about?
Where does that end?
Well, it ends when I say it ends.
Okay, well, that's the point.
Oh, I got away with that. Let me find something else to do to him until he finally notices me.
Sarah, stop. Drying your butt with your husband's side of the bed is not okay. Poor John.
Yeah.
I don't do that to John often.
I can't stop laughing. You need to make these a regular segment. Secrets. Oh my God, the number two down the sink story is I'm gagging. I almost threw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
It is gross, but it's funny too. I mean, poop is funny. Because it happens to all of us. Like, there's always something, you know?
It's just not logical, though.
And it always happens. Like, that's the worst part. She likes this guy. She goes to his parents' house for the first time. And that's what happens to her. Like, it's awful. You know? Like, it couldn't happen in a worse place. Right? And always, why is it always the way? Like, the worst thing happens in a place where you're like, it can't. It's like Dumb and Dumber. You know? Mm-hmm. He's having the guy gave him Ex-Lax, and then he goes into the thing, and then she's like, "Oh, don't use the toilet; it's broken."
Mm-hmm. And it's far too late, right? My 9-year-old is begging me to ask you guys to play Maria, wishing a happy Friday. OFOC.
You got it.
Oh, okay.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
I don't know why they bleep fathers every time, but they do.
Well. I need to know everything about Diego immediately. Why? Why?
The guy who wrote the tribute to himself?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you know it all now. Why, are they into Hamilton and this last week tonight with John Oliver? That must be it.
Yeah, I guess they just realized that they have, you know, similar loves.
It's too late. He's already married.
A lot of people supported me in my bring a fresh change of things with you on your airplane.
Well,
rides.
Yeah, they're all skitters too, obviously.
It doesn't mean you poop yourself.
Well, it could just be a shark.
It's not that either, and I gotta go.
Okay. We're gonna take a break, and we've got more mood points.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.